There are new concerns about the Agriculture Department's program to detect mad cow disease, and they come from the department's own inspector general. Today, in a draft report to Congress, the inspector concludes that a new sampling system being put in place could cause the extent of the disease to be understated. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The controversy heated up a few months ago when the USDA failed to test one sickly cow at a Texas slaughterhouse. Critics faulted the agency for ignoring its own mandate to sample animals displaying signs of brain disorders. Now, a new report from the Inspector General concludes that many additional suspicious cows have escaped testing, too. This concern was brought to the attention of Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman, who testified at a congressional hearing this morning. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman questioned her about information contained in the report.
So far in this fiscal year, over 100 cattle have been condemned at slaughter because they show signs of brain disorders, but less than half of these have been tested for mad cow disease.
Secretary Veneman said her agency is working to fix this problem. Its new policy seeks to make the testing procedures less subjective. One example of the change:
putting clear guidelines for those veterinarians who are out in the field as to what will be tested and what won't be tested.
Testing for mad cow disease is at an all-time high. Nearly 17,000 cattle out of a population of 40 million have been sampled since the surveillance program was ramped up last month. But Inspector General Phyllis Fong says another concern is that there's no mandate to test a large random sample of healthy-appearing cattle. She says this is a problem because the department may be missing cases of the disease.
My sense of this is that the department understands that we do need to do some sampling in the normal population, and so we need to work together to figure out the best way to do that.
Fong's report outlines a host of additional weaknesses, ranging from the agency's ability to obtain tissue samples from animals that die on a farm to problems with the USDA's two incompatible computer databases. Despite these written concerns, Fong told lawmakers that the agency is making progress. Lawmakers also asked Fong about the department's investigation into the Washington state Holstein that brought the first diagnosis of mad cow to the U.S. last December. For months, there's been a debate about whether this cow was a so-called downer. That's a cow unable to walk.
There was testimony that we had from witnesses that we interviewed that indicated the cow walked onto the trailer that morning, but by the time the cow arrived at the slaughter facility, the cow was sternal. And so the vet at that time called it a downer.
This status is an important distinction. The USDA's new surveillance system is built on the assumption that downer cattle are among the highest risk animals. And if there are questions about what constitutes a downer, critics say it will only complicate the system. Alice Naubrey, NPR News, Washington.